Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Again, thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning. Well, it's time to bring you up to date with what's happening with the Lebanon High School track and field program. Shelly West is back as their head coach, and we're going to start with the coach and then hear from a couple members of the boys team. But Coach West, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well. So let's begin with where we are right now in the season. How many meets have you been able to get in before break?
We've actually had two outdoor meets already. We hosted Hamilton Heights at the March the 12th, I believe it was, and then we had our Boone County meet this past week on Tuesday. And Hamilton Heights meet, we usually kind of use that as a kind of like a scrimmage and get to dust off the rest and get everybody moving. We have a lot of new kids that are new on to track and field period, so they just kind of need to see how meets ran. But both meets were great meets. We had some good performances and happy to see how we go from here.
Did it snow at either meet?
No, and usually Boone County isn't always it? Happens. Yeah, yeah, if it's not raining, snowing, but it was 25 mile an hour winds on Boone County night, so it wouldn't be, like I said, it wouldn't be Boone County meet without it.
I know, but it's March though. You kind of expect that, don't you?
It is. We got pretty lucky so far.
Anybody do any indoor events this year?
We did not. We battle a lot with multi-sport athletes, try to keep everybody healthy. So we just kind of focus on outdoor since we have a couple right early in March, and we focus that way.
All right, very good. Again, Coach West is with us here as we talk Lebanon High School track and field on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So give me an overall thought about, let's start with the girls team first, and then we'll get to the guys, but expectations for the girls.
We're pretty young on the girls' side. I think we have seven seniors, if I'm right, and a lot of new freshmen, a lot of new sophomores coming out. We're around 55 girls on the team and several new people. So we're just trying to right now work around and see where we're going to fit best in every event to come out on top. But we're getting there. Slowly but surely we'll get there. We don't, you know, we have a little bit more time to figure all that out. But we do have strong girls that are stepping on the track. So looking forward to see where we progress throughout the season.
Those that have experience in coming back, who will you lean on to score points for you this year?
Well, on our distance side, coming back, we've got Nadia Jones and Penny Lamerson, Sarah Keith, and then sprinters, we've got Layla Richards, Claire Bowling, and Soteria Udu. A lot of those girls are all returning. And then on the throwers, we have Gabby Deacons and Carly Adams kind of leading the way out on the thrower side. And then Sierra Hyatt is, and Jocelyn Butler at pole vault, and Sierra has already broken the record right on the very first meet at pole vault, so they're pretty strong there.
All right, what about the boys?
On our boys' side, we have a strong upper class in the senior class. I have two of those individuals with us today. Mason Crew will be out with the throwers leading the way. We got Trey Reese here, who is being a leader out on the sprint side, returning champ. Conference champ and long jump, the 4x1, the 100, and the 200. And then on the distance side, I got Tyler Meyer and Aiden Wetter and Dylan Creeley all kind of helping out in that area. In high jump, we got Lark. And pole vault, we have a new guy that's doing it for the first time this year, and he's doing excellent, and that's Chase Tucker. So a lot of upperclassmen that are helping guide the way.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So as you mentioned, you have two meets under your belt. You had a dual meet with Hamilton Heights, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then you had the three-way meet, the Boone County meet. So let's start with the Hamilton Heights meet. You mentioned that's kind of like a preseason meet, or you approach it that way. But did you see some things that surprised you?
Yeah, we had some, you know, a couple of performances. And one, an example, we had a young man that his first track field jumps in the 4x4 and runs an amazing 400 in the 4x4. So, you know, you got every athlete, a lot of freshmen that are stepping up and trying some different areas so that we know, and we'll move them around every meet and make sure that we come out. You know, we got beat by 1 point in conference last year, so we're eager to come back and hopefully come out on top this year.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Tell me about Sierra Hyatt and her success at pole vault.
Sierra's kind of battled a little bit last year, just kept getting stuck right at 9 feet, and she has just mentally and physically changed her whole dynamic, and is just coming in confident and stronger and excelling, and she's doing a great job.
Yeah. What difference did you see from your team from the dual meet to then the three-way meet with Weibo and Zionsville?
Well, you know, it's hard to kind of compare the two. I mean, everybody improved, I think, even with the 25-mile-an-hour winds. Mm-hmm. The first meet was a perfect night. It was a beautiful night for us to run, so we had some good performances there. But at the Boone County meet, we still had several PR and just have great standouts. And we, you know, some of the guys didn't on our girls, but not a whole lot of difference just yet, mm-hmm. You know, and then in that week's time. Just still trying to figure it all out.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Shelley West here on this segment of the Coach's Corners. We talked Lebanon High School track and field. After a break, you come right back, and what's going to be greeting your team when you get back to school?
A good week of hard practices, because we do not race again until April 9th, and we will host Tri-West here, and so we'll have a good week of trying to get back in shape. Hopefully the kids do things over break, but I like to have that week after to make sure we step back into it.
Yeah, so dual meet with a conference opponent, Tri-West. Expect
yep.
to see a good challenge from them.
Yes. You know, they always come to compete. They're always strong in every area. But then we turn around and race that Saturday at the Big Orange Invite mm-hmm. with 10 teams.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of be cautious what we do that night, too, to be able to make sure we have everybody healthy for Saturday.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with Coach West, and we're going to shift our attention to the athletes. Shelley, if you would, tell me about the two athletes you brought with you, Mason Crew and Trey Reese.
Mason has been throwing for 4 years and shot and discus, and he was our lead thrower last year, and we have great high expectations for Mr. Crew to, you know, he, of course, the ultimate goal for both guys is to reach state,
mm-hmm.
But as long as they improve or they see improvements throughout every meet, then, you know, that makes a coach happy if they're seeing what they want to see throughout the season. And then we have Trey Reese, who is returning, and we depend on him for a lot on the sprint side. I mean, he's kind of all over. We fill him in all four spots, and honestly could throw him in all kinds of areas, mm-hmm. and I know he'd score out for us. But luckily this year we do have some guys that are coming in to help back him to relieve some of that stress so he can actually relax a little bit and be able to focus on more of his events.
All right. Again, Coach Shelley West with us here on the segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Lebanon High School track and field. Coach West, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
You're very welcome. Well, let's go ahead and welcome in our athletes here and get their thoughts on this early part of the track and field season, and we'll start here with Mason Crew. Mason, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Always like to start off with this general question, why the particular sport? So why track and field for you, Mason?
My family's just kind of a track and field family, I guess. Both my parents were threw disc and shot put, and they both kind of succeeded. And I kind of followed my brother too through it. Mm-hmm. He's doing really well at college now with it. So,
all right. And you're the last one.
I am.
Okay. Well, don't let him down. All right. I know you won't. All right. And Trey Reese is with us here as well. Trey, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So, same question: why track and field for you?
You know, originally picked it up so I could stay in shape for football season, but now it's over, and I've kind of taken this as my main sport, and I've stuck with it, and I enjoy it.
All right. We know Mason's involved in a shot put and discus. What keeps you busy on the track and field?
The 100-meter sprint, the 200-meter sprint, 4x1, and long jump.
Of those that you compete in, do you have a favorite?
Probably the 200-meter.
Okay. Why is that?
Just because I excelled in it.
Okay. If you're good at it, you might as well like it, right?
Yep.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Let's go back to Mason Crew for just a moment. So, Mason, what did you do to prepare for your senior campaign?
I've been throwing since, I think, a month before our first meet, and I've been throwing every day, just trying to get better, working a lot of technique. I kind of struggled last year in shot put a lot, so I'm starting to spin, pick that up a little bit, and hopefully, surely, by the end of the year, I'm where I want to be, starting to compete.
And who is it specifically that is kind of your coach to get you ready for meets?
Really, my dad has taught me everything I know, but him, my brother, and even Wagner, too, have really helped me out a lot, just teaching me stuff that can help.
Okay, very good. And Trey, what about for you? What did you do to get ready for the track season?
This season, I during this offseason, I practiced a lot. I was in the gym a lot, and football season helped me stay in shape a lot.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So a couple meets under your belt. Had the meet with Hamilton Heights, and then you had the three-way meet with Western Boone. Trey, just tell me about how you felt you performed against the Huskies in their meet and looking at the event, the 100. You were first in that. So let's start with that race.
In that meet, I felt pretty good. In the 100-meter dash, I was nervous going into it. That's how it is, the feelings of the first meet. But I think I did pretty well.
Yeah. 4x100, you're first in that, and you were part of the team. And tell me about your teammates.
My teammates, they practiced a lot for this meet in the 4x1, and I was excited with how they performed and our overall performance in that.
Where do you fall in the relay?
Anchor.
You're the anchor, sir. You're the last guy.
Yes, sir.
Did you have the lead coming to you, or were you behind a little bit?
Yeah, we had the lead.
All right, so you just don't want to drop the...
Off the baton, nope.
You don't want to do that. Don't want to screw up, right?
Nope.
And then finally you had the 200 and you're able to win that as well.
Yes, sir. So like I said, that was my main event and I pretty much had a good feeling about that and came out on top.
All right. Then you get the three-way meet with Western Boone in Zionsville. Talk to me about, the Eagles come in, the Stars come in, so you got the county rival, but you're going to see some pretty good athletes. And yeah. Does that motivate you even a little bit more?
It does, but it makes me even more nervous because I get in my head sometimes about their times, but I think I have room to excel.
Long jump. Tell me about your long jump in the three-way meet.
I feel like I could have done better. I didn't come out how I wanted to, but it was still a good turnout.
You did win, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you aren't satisfied with it, but you still won anyway. Any other first place finishes in the three-way meet?
No.
Okay. All right. So tell me about your 100 race.
My 100, I was nervous going into it because I knew that Zionsville has some good competition, but I just went down to the blocks and let whatever happen. I gave it all, but it wasn't enough.
About the 200?
I was not in that this week.
Okay. All right. Very good. Again, Trey Reese is along with us here on the segment of the Coach's Corner. Let's go back to Mason Crew and get his thoughts on the two events or two meets that he's competed in so far. So tell me about the Hamilton Heights meet.
Hamilton Heights for disc, really. I kind of came into it. I didn't know what they had. They're a really good program with really good coaches, and they tend to have someone in everything every year. They really didn't have one who was going to compete with me. Mm-hmm. So I came into it just thinking, compete yourself, try to throw better than your last times. And I ended up PRing at 150, and I was pretty happy about it.
Yeah. Discus?
Mm-hmm, disc.
And then what about shot put?
Shot put was my weaker event, and I knew they got some good kids in shot right around where I'm at, so I knew it was going to take a good throw to get there. Ended up PRing again through 44 feet even, so ended up winning it too.
All right, very good. And then what about, again, Zionsville and Weibo?
Zionsville's got a really good kid in Finn, and he's committed to Maryland. He knows what he's doing, and all the respect to him. He had a rough day, and I had an all right day, and I just was enough to beat him. So I ended up winning disc and then shot put. I think he got his get back a little bit. He took first in that, but I ended up getting third in shot with a throw of 43.
So after two meets, you happy with where you are right now as far as getting yourself in the competition shape?
Yeah, but I still got a lot more to strive. I'm hoping by the time that we get to conference, maybe a week before, I'm in the 160, 165 range. Mm-hmm. It's right there at state standard, so I can book my ticket to state.
Your goal is to make it to state, but are there some other goals you'd like to accomplish this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see myself get the field event award. My brother won that all 4 years, and he's kind of rubbed that in my face a little bit. So I'd love to get that at least once. And then I also love to see my teammates start to compete a little bit more, too, and start winning some stuff. Like Gabby Deacons on the girls' side and Carly, I think both of them could compete for disc and win it for conference. And I'd love to see them step up and see if they can get it. And then Ty Reagan struggled the last few meets, and I'd love to see him really get after it.
All right. Trey, what about for you, other than qualifying for state? Is there something else you'd like to accomplish this year?
Yes, I'd like to break my previous record in the 200 and hopefully break the 100 record.
How close are you to either one of those?
Well, right now I just ran a 23 in the first meet and then in the 200 meter, And so it's beginning of season. I'm not too worried about that. But I think as the season goes on, I'll excel in that and I'll be able to break that.
All right. Well, good luck.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Once again, we've been talking Lebanon High School track and field here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with Coach West, and we just wrapped up a conversation with Mason Crew and Trey Reese, and we wish them nothing but the best as they continue on throughout this season. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.